Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Welcome to a new episode of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And this episode, it's going to be a little weird. Not only do we have a new starting quarterback in CJ Beathard, we'll go over all the parameters with that. We also have a new backup quarterback and a very prominent one, at least in prestige and draft capital and name recognition here in California. That is Josh Rosen, and we are going to be seeing some clips, some highlight film from Josh Roman. I'm going to go over my draft profile from Josh Rosen. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about because this 49ers team is going to look vastly different in week 16 than we did week 15 just last week, just a few short days ago. And to complicate things further, it's a short week for the 49ers. We play Saturday at 1 o'clock, and not even on a regular TV station. That should just let you know how this game is going so far. It's on Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime only. So go ahead and make whatever necessary adjustments you need to make sure that you can see that. But yeah, we've got a lot. And the 49ers did not come out of that trash game against the Cowboys healthy. Not healthy at all. In fact, one of our most injury-riddled games, which is hard to believe, so far this year. Kyle Shanahan was asked, all right, go over the injuries. Here we go. It's going to take a while.
We got Deion Jordan, knee sprain, day-to-day. Kinlaw, knee, day-to-day. Tarvarius Moore, knee sprain, also day-to-day. Raheem Mostert with his high ankle sprain. He re-aggravated that. We're going to shut him down for these next two games for the rest of the season. Nick Mullins, elbow. Pretty serious injury. We'll let the swelling go down before we exactly decide what to do, but he'll be out also. Deebo Samuel, same thing, out for the year with the hamstring. Sherm had calf, has soreness after the game. We'll see how the week goes with him. Jimmy Ward still in the protocol. Limited today will be Grasso with a knee sprain, Richie James with an ankle sprain. I think that's it. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, he says that's it, like it's no big deal. I mean, good Lord, that's a whole episode in and of itself. Now, unfortunately, the 49ers obviously are out of the playoffs. Now, what does that mean moving forward in light of all these injuries? Yeah, Deion Jordan's out. He's played really, really well, actually, with his limited snap count. He just can't stay healthy. Javon Kinlaw, who's been an Iron Man, he's played every single game. He's out. His knee, I think he's day-to-day, so he's going to be fine, but he's out of practice today and in practice. Tarvarius Moore, that hurts because Jimmy Ward's in the concussion protocol. So now you're down to Tarts out, Jimmy Ward. Who knows with that one, the concussion protocol. It's kind of weird because it doesn't follow the same timeline for everybody. But you're talking Tarvarius Moore and Marcel Harris, which Marcel Harris is not a safety. We've been saying that for over a year now. He's a linebacker, but you got to put him back there at some point. Got some issues there. Raheem Mostert's done for the year. The one good thing we can say about that is we don't have to see him get hurt again in the second half. So sit him down, let him rest, let him come back fully healthy. The 49ers did go out and bring in an extra practice squad running back in Tyler Gaffney. Staying with these California famous college players, why not? Now, on top of that, if you look at the running back rotation now, Jeff Wilson Jr., then you'd have Tevin Coleman as your number two, Jerick McKinnon as number three. Austin Walter would fit into that, but he's still on COVID. Now, the earliest that Austin Walter can get off of the COVID list is game day itself Saturday. So strongly doubt with Wilson, Coleman, and Jerick McKinnon all healthy. I don't think we're going to see Austin Walter or Tyler Gaffney this week. Who knows for week 17. Richard Sherman's calf. I think that this is a big deal. I think they're going to sit him. I would not be surprised. And again, this is a little bit, you know, we're going on a hunch here. I wouldn't be surprised if we never see Richard Sherman play for the 49ers again. And that sucks. Like you say it, like even as I say it, I wrote it in my freaking notes. But whenever you hear it come out of your mouth, it's just like, damn, that was an era. it was brief, but man, such a quality player. Helped change the culture from the trash and the losing mindset and just the turnover everywhere to a winning culture and a winning attitude in the locker room. I don't think we make it to the Super Bowl without him last year, which sucks. I really do wish we could bring him back, but we're not going to. There's just no way. You can't afford it. Now, before we get to the quarterbacks, we do have a little bit of other news, and that's George Kittle. Personally, I do not want George Kittle to play at all. I just don't see what the advantages are. Maybe week 17, but he practiced fully every single day last week. He's practicing fully every day this week. He wanted to come back weeks ago, and I feel like they kind of kept him at bay. Kyle Shanahan was asked, is there a chance George Kittle plays this week? Here's what the head coach said.
I think he's got a chance this week. You know, that was the point of getting him back at practice last week to see how he responded. I know he responded good from a medical standpoint and from him, so I'm looking to see how he is this week, and if he's good, I plan on him playing.
And you could use them. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you've got the rookie Charlie Warner's out. Obviously, you got Dwelly and Jordan Reed. But hey, if nothing else, for this Christmas, we might finally get to see George Kittle and Jordan Reed on the field at the same time. We can maybe just get a little bit of a peek, a glimpse into the future, the tight end prowess that we have for 2021. Jordan Reed has been an absolutely perfect fit. The problem is quarterback play, and finally Nick Mullins, number four, hit Jordan Reed in stride on a third down, and Jordan Reed dropped it. Oh, man, it stinks. But, you know, another one of those things that's kind of a cool caveat is C.J. Beathard is going to be the starting quarterback now, and his college roommate, which has been well documented, is George Kittle. Why not? This is probably going to be C.J.'s last stand with the 49ers. And here's the deal. If you haven't heard the news, Nick Mullins' elbow injury was beyond significant. Done for the year, but even worse than that, and this sucks. Nobody wants to see a new quarterback more than me. All right? I've been very outspoken. We've seen the Nick Mullins experiment. It has not worked. Let's move on, see if we can find something else to work. I have no ill will. I think Nick Mullins is a great human being. I don't want anybody. I never root on injuries. Even if Ray Lewis was out there, I wouldn't root on injuries. And he's literally Satan. one of the worst human beings that's ever existed in mankind. But still, you don't root on injuries ever. So I hate that for him. I wish him the best. The bad news is he's going to probably require Tommy John surgery for this elbow injury, which means guess what? He's not going to be suiting up next year. There's no way. So not only is Nick Mullins out this year, he's not going to be playing in 2021 either. I don't think there's any way that he stays on with the 49ers. I think his entire future is now in jeopardy. And that sucks, man. Yeah, you don't want anybody's career to go out like that. Thankfully, he made a little bit of money, but not a lot. He wasn't playing for a lot of money. But let's look to the future. C.J. Beathard time, baby. We've seen it before. The third round pick. Oh, Shanahan loved this guy coming out of Iowa. The question was asked to Coach Kyle Shanahan, why not go to CJ earlier? You know, we've addressed the question in so many different ways. Why is Nick Mullins still starting? What would it take for Nick Mullins for you to move on? Why not give CJ a chance? This has been going on for five straight weeks. You know, Mullins with all the turnovers and everything else, just incapable of winning a game with this team. Why not try something else? And Kyle Shanahan was very blunt. You know, he didn't use this time to quote unquote blow smoke for CJ and how great he is. He laid it on the line. So here's what he had to say for why not go to CJ earlier.
I played him. I think he did with the opportunities that they got to play. And I think he did in training camp, and I think he did in practice. It's not a huge difference, but that's what we go with, the guy who gives us the best chance, and we believe that was Nick. I thought there was going to be a chance for Nick to get in that. I mean, not Nick, for CJ to get in the Dallas game, but Nick played pretty well. And then those last two drives, throwing those picks in the fourth quarter changed that, but CJ was ready for that game. And when he did get his opportunity, I thought he went in and did well, and that'll make him a lot more prepared for this week. I know he's excited, and I know the team will be excited to have him out there.
There's no doubt that there is a huge respect factor when it comes to CJ Beathard. He's one of the toughest SOBs to ever play the quarterback position for the 49ers, and I mean that. That dude took an absolute beating, and this is probably one of the downfalls as well to the pluses. He's tough as hell. He'll stay in there and take a freaking hit to the face time and time again. He's not one of the guys that's skittish. He's the opposite of skittish. He is the most patient quarterback in NFL. There's no doubt about that. And that is a negative thing. But whenever you are a player and you see this guy just take a beating, the respect grows. And he's been through it. On and off the field, if you remember, it was actually this week last year where CJ found out that his brother was brutally murdered. And I think he was stabbed to death at a bar. He's been through it. I'm excited to see CJ out there. I really, really am. I'm going to be pulling for him. Do I think that CJ Beathard is the savior or going to win back-to-back games against division opponents? I don't. I really, really don't. Do I think that he gives us a better chance than Nick Mullins? Hell yes, I do. And I don't even think it's close. Now, I'm not saying CJ's better than Nick Mullins. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying Nick Mullins has proven through so many games this year, he cannot protect the football. That's it. Now, if we look at CJ's record as a quarterback, it's not great. 1-9. 1 win, 9 losses. Not great. But 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. We do not need somebody to air the ball out. Yes, CJ Beathard has a stronger arm. Yes, he will test it deep, much more so than Nick Mullins ever has. Much more so than Jimmy Garoppolo ever has. But he protects the ball a little bit more, especially when the ball is in the air. Now, sacks and sack fumbles, different story. And with our offensive line, as we well know, it's not ideal. Now, I know some people are out there saying, what about Josh Johnson? He's on our practice squad. Why can't we give him a go? He is on COVID, so he cannot go. So that means you have CJ Beathard. It's the only healthy quarterback you have on your roster. They activated Jimmy Garoppolo's handsome man himself to play or to practice his 21-day practice window. Now, everybody calm down. That does not mean Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the backup quarterback this week. In fact, Kyle Shanahan was asked that exact same question, and here's what he had to say.
Well, he's not. I mean, that's only if, I mean, the doctors tell me it's 100% safe and he feels good, and I'd be very surprised if that happens. Right now, he's safe to go out to practice, which we're only having a walkthrough today, but it'll be fun for him to throw the ball around a little bit tomorrow, but we're going to be very safe with him this week, and we'll see next week, but I would be very surprised if that changes.
Yeah, don't expect to see Jimmy Garoppolo play any snaps this year. It's not happening, even though I want it to, because I want to see what we have. It's CJ Beathard time. Now, Kyle Shanahan's going to go on and talk about we have to pick up somebody off of a practice squad because of the COVID rules and all those things. And it's not even as simple as just claiming a player off another player's practice squad. Now, during the time of this interview, which happened about an hour and a half ago, and now they have gotten somebody. Josh Rosen, you can see by the title here, he's our new quarterback, and I freaking love it. Eddie, I love it coming out with the sarcasm. We will win a Super Bowl with Josh Rosen. Ha ha ha. Just clowning. Yeah, nobody is expecting Josh Rosen to be the savior of this franchise. Not even a little bit. You have to curb your expectations. Now, what is it that Josh Rosen can bring to this team? Well, let's jump into the film. Because I went back and dug up some of my draft work on this wonderful fellow, and I got to be honest, I was so high on Josh Rosen. I love this kid coming out of college. I really, really did. And I'm going to read through what my draft report was on him. Now, again, he is not the savior of the 49ers. That's not what he is. But what he can do, he brings something none of our quarterbacks has. Literally none of our quarterbacks has. He's got a freaking arm. And he is very, very accurate with the deep ball. So, is he somebody that can compete for the future backup job? Yes, that is what he is. Is he an instant upgrade over Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard? Yes, I think he is. Now, listen to this draft profile. I love this. I love that we brought him in. I really, really do. Here we go. This was my draft profile before Josh Rosen was drafted, okay? I got some right, I got some wrong. No doubt about that. 6'4", 226, ran a 4.92 in the 40-yard dash. All right, here we go. Quote, and I have not altered this since, I think it was 2017? Yeah. Josh Rosen took over the starting job for UCLA as a freshman after Brett Hundley, you remember that name, left for the NFL. Rosen has 59 touchdowns to 26 interceptions and has a 60% completion percentage. Not great. Rosen is picture-perfect rhythm passer. Kyle Shanahan's got to love that. That is at his best when he can deliver the ball on time off his predetermined step drop and read. Climbs the pocket with the best of them, even though he's not mobile. When he gets pressured and always keeps his eyes down the field, you love to see that. He will need a good offensive line to be successful in the NFL. Let me read that part again. He will need a good offensive line to be successful in the NFL. This is why I think he has not been successful. Rosen has experience taking the ball under center and has a great play action fake with his back to the defense. He has an NFL-ready arm, but shows he can put touch on the ball when needed. But trust me, this kid can spin it. Whenever he lays it on, he can throw ropes. There's no doubt about it. There is some history, injury history with this player. A season-ending shoulder surgery in 2016, two sustained concussions in 2017. He is not as mobile as you would hope, but does move in the pocket well. Great pocket awareness. Rosen has the highest floor in this draft and is NFL-ready day one. I think that is probably my biggest mistake that I missed on this. But again, you go back to this. I was very adamant. If he goes to a team with a poor offensive line, he's going to be a bust. And he did. In fact, he went to the worst team in the entire NFL. The worst offensive line. He went to the Arizona Cardinals, where they were bad, 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 bad. Then he gets traded the following year to the new worst offensive line, Miami Dolphins. And that was after they traded Laremy Tunsil and all that stuff, and they were just basically just, you know, tanking for whatever. Now, he goes to Tampa Bay as a practice squad guy, just sitting behind Tom Brady. We got lucky to get him, and here's what I mean by that. Josh Rosen could have said no. Every single practice squad player has to make a choice this year. He could have stayed in Tampa Bay. Now, why would he do that? One, Tom Brady, who knows how long he's going to play for. Two, he waved bye-bye to a lot of money because he is going to be going to the playoffs. Tampa Bay is going to the playoffs, and he was going to get all those extra bonuses. Even on the practice squad, he was going to get them. So he chose to join the 49ers. He chose to walk away from some top-tier money. So I love that already. Now, are we going to see him play? Maybe not. Is there a way for Josh Rosen to beat out CJ Beathard in 2 weeks? Hell no. But what it does do, and this is the thing I'm most hopeful for, it gets him a couple of weeks for Kyle Shanahan to work with him directly and to see if he is a fit. Kyle Shanahan's loyalty program, it's top notch. And even if it's a short time, if he can show something, I have no problem. Again, you know, we're going to talk about the quarterback situation a lot, obviously, today. I'm seeing the questions come across. But I think, you know, he's got a wonderful... There's going to be a whole revamp of that quarterback room. I think one guy will be back. I think that is Jimmy Garoppolo. I do think he's going to return. I do think the 49ers will get a big-time free agent or draft a top-tier quarterback in the first or second round. But I think Jimmy returns. Because, again, the 49ers championship window is still open. We're not like most teams moving off their quarterback. You know, just we're putting Josh Burrow out there and he's starting day one. That's not who we are. We're trying to win in 2021. So you keep Jimmy. Josh Rosen, I think he would be that third quarterback heading into camp. And so I'm saying Jimmy Garoppolo and Josh Rosen, I would love those two quarterbacks to be back. And then you add somebody to compete for that starting role, whether that's, you know, Zach Wilson, who's playing, whether that's Trey Lance, whether that's whomever, or you go get Matt Stafford. Who knows? Sam Darnold, fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. But I think Jimmy's staying. And the fact that Josh Rosen is here now, as I said, I like it. I like it. Now, you look at some of his stats, you know, in the NFL, not near as good. 16 starts. He's 3-13 as a quarterback. Not great at all. 12 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. He's not a savior, guys. That's just not who he is. And the question was asked to Kyle Shanahan. You know, they asked him, they said, hey, do you have the luxury now of playing players that you wouldn't have played because you're out of the playoffs? Can you find some of those guys? Kyle was very adamant that we have never had a luxury like that this year.
Really no different than I've been approaching these last few weeks. I mean, we're not in a situation where we can just sit and give some guys opportunities who maybe wouldn't have had one earlier in the year. I mean, each week we're playing with all that we have, you know. There's no guys behind those guys. So we're just trying to make sure we get a team ready for Saturday. You know, it's been a challenge, you know, especially recently, and stuff that come up with COVID on top of the injuries are the biggest thing, but you got to be prepared for something to come up with COVID, just that happened to us on Sunday morning. Also losing Charlie like that. So that's the stuff we're concerned with the most, is trying to field a team here for two more games, and not at all thinking about – we don't have that luxury right now.
Yeah, it's a realistic kind of approach. We are screwed. We don't have people to put out there. We're just trying to fill a team. And the record shows that. he's not trying to make anybody feel better, I'll say that. Let's get to a couple questions here. From MK Green. John, if you could choose one quarterback, all things considered, cap, picks, etc., going into 2021, who would it be? Yeah, this is rough because you're so dependent upon other teams and the draft. Now, let me start with my dream scenario for draft and free agency. I don't think either of these options are going to take place, but let's go through the tiers here. I like this question. Draft Trevor Lawrence, not going to happen. I hate to tell everybody this. I think Zach Wilson goes top three. 49ers will not have a chance for him. So draft, realistically, Trey Lance is the spot for me. It's just where it is. Trey Lance fits. I think that he would be great in this system. I love the fact that he is a mobile quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over. That's very rare. Mobile quarterback, he's played in a very sophisticated system. I think I'm driving this Trey Lance train. Is he perfect? Hell no. Did he play this year? One game. Is the level of competition great? No, it's not. There's questions, but that's why you're getting a quarterback in the teens and not in the top five. So, ideally, without, I'm not willing to trade multiple picks up for Zach Wilson. I'm just not. Would I trade a first and second rounder? Yes. But again, that's not getting you in the top five. That's jumping, you know, four spots. That's maybe 12 where we're at now to eight. It's still not Zach Wilson territory. I don't want Justin Fields. If we get Justin Fields, I'm going to be bummed. Now, I know some people are going to love him. I don't want Justin Fields. I don't think he's going to pan out. Trey Lance is a very, I think it makes sense. Now, free agent-wise, again, dream scenario, Aaron Rodgers. No way in hell the Packers are going to walk away from him. They're freaking going to be the number one seed in the NFC, Super Bowl window, all that stuff. I get that they drafted, you know, Jordan Love. He hasn't even been activated yet. He hadn't even been on the field. So they're keeping Aaron Rodgers for another 2 to 3 years. They're on that 2 to 3 year plan with the quarterback, which we've seen Green Bay do in the past. Number two would be, and I think this is actually a little bit more likely to happen, don't think it will, Deshaun Watson. They're rebuilding everything. They have no draft capital. Deshaun Watson is a top four quarterback in this league. I freaking love him. If he was with the 49ers, we are winning Super Bowls. I truly believe that. But are they going to walk away from him? You're talking three first rounders plus some players. I don't think they're going to do it. But again, If John Chapman is the GM, I'm making those calls. I'm trying to get Aaron Rodgers. I'm trying to get Deshaun Watson. They're not going to bite. Now you get some other players that might fit. You're talking Matthew Stafford. It would make a lot of sense. But the problem is that's dependent on Robert Saleh, who I think is going to be the Detroit coach. Does he want to start brand over, you know, brand new at the quarterback position? I doubt it. I think they're going to want to keep him there anyway. They already have him on for salary cap. Ryan Fitzpatrick would be another one. I know a lot of people, I wouldn't like that one, but it's a strong possibility. He's going to need a home. He can freaking fling it. And we haven't really seen him on many good teams. You know, we saw what he did against us. I think he is a cheap, reliable option. There's not a lot of free agent quarterbacks that you can go get. Matt Ryan, do not want. If you can't be successful with Julio and Calvin Ridley, you're not going to be successful with us. Not, and that's no slight to Ayuk and Debo, who I think are great. They are not Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones. It's just not what it is. Way too many turnovers on that team, and he keeps getting coaches fired. No thank you. So I think you could talk about somebody like Sam Darnold. Again, not going to save the position. But I don't want to spend everything for a mediocre quarterback. I don't want to. We already have that. And that's Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think two mediocre quarterbacks are going to help you. I see some people talk about Mitch Trubisky. Hell no. I do not want that at all. So Trey Lance seems to make the most sense to me. And again, you go through the draft, you get out of the draft without a quarterback. Now you're in dire straits because free agent happens first. So we'll have to see. It's going to be mess. It's going to be stressful. There's going to be fans pissed off no matter what the 49ers do. It's football. It's what we do. It's what we do. So anyway, take that for what you want. Let's see here from Shot J. Do you think Josh Rosen will be our backup next season? Yes, I do. I love it. I really do think it just makes too much sense. He has the opportunity. We know it's not CJ. If CJ couldn't crack the starting lineup before now, CJ's not the answer as a backup quarterback. Nick Mullins, he's not even going to be playing in 2021 because of that Tommy John surgery. So you need somebody. I love Josh Rosen. I really, really do. The ceiling is there. Again, he has the pedigree. What makes sense to focus on other positions in the draft besides quarterback, edge, cornerback, interior offensive line, wide receiver? I hate to say it. Those are four of the most glaring needs. You got to get those fixed, you know, in no particular order. But again, edge, cornerback, might be talking safety just because we have so many injuries there. But corner, edge, rusher, got to get that speed guy. We just don't have it. And then interior offensive line, wide receiver. That's what you got to have. Well, I'm nobody you need to know. No question, John. Just wishing you a Merry Christmas. And a Merry Christmas to you too, sir. I freaking love it, man. And I love the fact that, you know, this week's going to be kind of fun because there's so much football. There is football on nonstop. We got Christmas games, day after Christmas days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's just football. And I'm going to have a hard time getting podcasts in because there's football on freaking nonstop, and I love it. Having said that, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor, and I got our bet for Christmas Day. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That can't end. 2020 has been awful. And let's be honest, we all deserve a win. And we all deserve to have a little fun. So head over to the one place that guarantees that. And that's MyBookie. There's only one sports book that doesn't care whether you were naughty or nice this year. They've got gifts for everyone. Bet NFL, NBA, all your favorite college sports and more. And here's the thing. Sign up today. Receive the ultimate stocking stuffer. A 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. 50% up to $1,000. That's incredible. That's a great place to start. But we all know Christmas is about what's under the tree. And at MyBookie, that means huge deposit bonuses, epic giveaways, and free contests. They got them going all year round. It's simple. Head over to MyBookie.ag. Enter in the promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Head over there, and let's get going. Let's get some winning going. This winter, bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. All right. There are a few things that I believe in this world, especially this football world. A few betting axioms that I just, they seem to work every single year, which I hope you bet with us last week. We hit on our last 3 bets consecutively. Let's keep it going. But again, few axioms. Number one, never bet with Kirk Cousins in a primetime game. The Saints and the Vikings will be playing exactly that, a primetime game. On Christmas Day, Kirk Cousins versus the Saints defense. Now, I understand the Vikings had that one miracle versus the Saints. The miracle in Minnesota was Stephon Diggs caught it on the sidelines, went and scored a touchdown to win in the playoffs. Believe you me, this Saints roster has been held intact since that day. They are coming for blood. The Saints are -7, which is that's a big spread against the Vikings. But again, you always, always bet against Kirk Cousins in prime time. I bought 3 extra points, or 2.5 points, sorry. So I'm taking the Saints -4.5. So the Saints have to win by 5 or more to get paid. Bet 10 to win 16. I freaking love it. I'm going to be putting down more than 10 personally on this game because, again, I've just made so much money off of Kirk Cousins. I usually bet for him whenever nobody's watching and against him whenever people watch because he's just a choke artist. And I pray for Christmas. Please, Santa, do not allow Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback for the 49ers. I don't want to cheer. I would cheer for that team. I'm faithful, but I don't want it. I don't want it in the least. Anyway, let's get to just a couple more questions before we jump off here. Kyle, what's up, brother? Cheers, my man. You're a beast. Appreciate the kind words. Man, I'm very, very glad that it is, you know, Christmas time. And Tony, I'm from Texas. I'm a Longhorn, right? And he says that Texas A&M game was awesome. Crazy comeback, I think, 42 unanswered. And I got to be honest with you. We just recently moved to California. I live in Pasadena. We're like, I run to the Rose Bowl. It's just over 2.5 miles. And so I remember that game like it was yesterday because I hate Texas A&M with a passion. I can't stand that university, whatever. So I'm watching the game. You know, UCLA is just getting beat like a drum. And Texas A&M, school of no class, they have no idea what that means, and they're just being who they are. So I turned the game off, and I went grading essays. I remember like it was yesterday. I went, got a beer, and I went, started grading essays, turned the game off. I was pissed off. A few hours later, I start hearing fireworks. I was like, why the hell are there fireworks? And all of a sudden, it clicks in my head, holy shit, UCLA, the Rose Bowl. So I turned the TV back on, and sure enough, they just won the game. I went back and watched it, I think, 2 or 3 times that week. It is an incredible game. One of the best quarterback performances that you'll ever see at the college level. And that dude was taking hits, Josh Rosen. So I love it. Drew says, if Rosen keeps his positivity up, he can be a blessing. I think you're exactly right. And you have somebody in Josh Rosen that has all the tools. He has all of them. Now, a lot of people were pretty upset through the draft process that he's a guy. The famous quote was, he's the type of player that will ask why. So you'll tell him to do something, he's going to ask why. And that was a negative. I'm sitting there as a coach like, holy cow, this is a guy that's playing freaking calculus instead of simple math. This is a wonderful thing. But for some reason, people took it as a negative. Is he one of those guys that could win for every team? Hell no, he can't. That's not who he is. That's not who he was. He has to be in a system. Again, you can call him a system quarterback or whatever. Well, he's not that good of a quarterback if he has to have this. Yeah, you're right. Is Josh Rosen a top five quarterback in this league? Hell no, he's not. You just claimed him after off a practice squad. Nobody's saying that he is. But could he be a capable backup that learns Kyle Shanahan's system and is successful when called upon? Yes. Yes, he can. C.J. Beathard starting this week 100%. Rosen, you know, might get one or two, one or two practices in this week. That's it. He's not playing this week unless there's an injury. Now, next week, C.J. lays a dud. Yeah, I want to see Rosen in there. But we've already kind of seen Kyle Shanahan so scared to pull the trigger to make any type of changes anywhere, coaching, training staff, whatever. It doesn't matter. Kyle Shanahan just wants to copy and paste. Continuity and loyalty are everything. So we'll have to see what happens. And again, you got to bring this up. I love this. Andrew, it's a great comment here. Rosen hasn't played on a good team once in his NFL career. Arizona was the worst team in the NFL. Then he went to Miami, who were also awful. And he never had the chance to start in Miami at all. He was just a backup guy. And he got beat out by freaking Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's not a negative. Ryan Fitzpatrick's been playing for 17 years in this league, I think. So now you're putting him on a much better team. The offensive line still got some question marks. But the tools that he is working with, yeah, I would take him. if you're sitting there right now and you're going to say, okay, you have a healthy Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, and Josh Rosen. Who do you want as your quarterback? Those are your only three options. I think the majority of us are taking Josh Rosen. Why? Because the pedigree, the ceiling. He was a blue chipper, right? So because of that, he's going to get more chances in the NFL. You team him up with Kyle Shanahan, which is a place where he should have been in the first place, with a good coaching staff that usually has good protection, even though we haven't seen that much in the past few years. Anyway, you know, take that for what you want. Fork Tall Devil. I love it. Are there any interior offensive linemen, guards or center, that you like in the first round? The answer is yes. Now, if you look typically at the NFL draft, there's usually one or two interior guys that go in the first round, and it's way in the second half. Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State. He's probably the top tier guy. I'm looking at the draftnetwork.com consensus ranks right now. He's got the number 23 big board. You've got, I'm going to mess up this guy's name because I haven't gone through the pronunciation guide at USC yet, but Elijah Vera Tucker from USC, 6'4", 300 pounds. He's number 27. Creed Humphrey is the guy I love, though. Number 29. Four-year starter at Oklahoma. Creed Humphrey is the guy I want. I'm telling you right now. Now, the 49ers are picking 12. How the hell are you going to get a guy like Creed Humphrey who's going to go in the first round? So let's say you trade up for a quarterback. This is where you get into the opportunity cost. I love it because everybody say you do whatever you can to get a quarterback, and you're right. You're right. This team has a championship window that is open. It's open. So all those second rounders or third rounders that you spend, you're losing out on guys like this. You don't get them all. Am I saying trade back? No, that's not what I'm saying either. Now I'm frustrated with myself. I want Creed Humphrey. I do. He's a perfect fit in a perfect scheme. Creed Humphrey's the guy I want. He's probably going to go kind of in the 20s. So I don't know what that looks like. Do you trade up for the second round? Man, how much draft capital are we going to have? Things like that. I want Creed Humphrey. I don't know how you make that fit, but hope that answers your question. And I will say this, Zach Wilson is on ESPN right now. I will watch this game probably 15 times. And on Patreon, I'm going to be having a Zach Wilson breakdown tomorrow up. So if you have not joined us on Patreon, go to patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. It's $8 a month. You get every single breakdown that we have ever done. If you want to go back and watch some good 49ers football from last year, they're all there. hundreds of hours of film breakdown. We are working on draft stuff now with the 49ers out of the playoffs, but we'll have a full Zach Wilson 30-minute plus breakdown going over one of his games, and we're just going to keep going through everything. Let's see here. Tommy Huxley. What's up, Tommy? What pick will we be at if the 49ers lose out? Well, it's dependent upon other teams, but the sad news is this. The 49ers aren't going to drop that much. The 49ers were picking 12th before they lost last week. Guess what? Still picking 12th. I think the best case scenario that you could get to is maybe pick 8, but I think the 49ers are going to end up right in that top 10 spot, right at 10. There's just too many crappy teams that we're tied with, and we lose almost all of the tiebreakers because our strength of schedule is so tough. And it's going to jump up playing against a winning team like Arizona and a winning team like Seattle the last 2 weeks. So that's the problem. But if we lose out, can't get worse than you are now. I probably say best case scenario is 8. More likely is 10. You go 1-1, I think you're picking 13 or 14. So I think that's kind of where we are. So anywhere our kind of rate of variance is going to be 8. Best case scenario, 14. Worst case scenario, probably going to end up at 10. 49ers sack Francisco. John, would you keep Sherman next season? I probably wouldn't. I want to keep him, but maybe on a one-year deal, he's going to get like 14, 15 million. And for me, I'm just going to say no. You know, whenever you went and got Sherman, we didn't have a pass rush. And you developed back to front. Now we have a pass rush. And so now you kind of have that set up, and so you don't have to pay at the quarterback position near as much. Jason Verrett, I would bring him back. Emmanuel Mosley, I'd bring him back. Akello, hell no. I do not want Akello Witherspoon on this roster. I want somebody that is reliable. I understand he just had the best game of his career. That's awesome. But somebody that's going to practice all week and then the day before a game say, sorry, I can't go, I'm still okay with that. But then come off the bench and say, I think I can go now after your team's lost the game. Get that the hell away from me. That is not winning championship football mentality. I don't want anything to do with that. Again, cornerback could spend draft capital there. No doubt about that. I love Sherman, but I don't think that there's a way he comes back. I just don't see it. Chris, will Mike McGlinchey be converted to tight end after he comes back 30 pounds less? He lost way too much weight, and it's no secret that has not worked out well for him. Mike McGlinchey is a great run blocker in zone, out in space. As good as anybody, not named Trent Williams. He's got to freaking bulk up. That's what he's got to do. He's got to add weight. He's got to add strength because he's just getting run over by linebackers, nickelbacks, you name it, and pass pro. And that's got to stop. So take that for what you want. Tanya, I'm seeing your thing at the bottom. Why didn't you answer my questions? I'm sorry if I missed it, Tanya. I'm doing this live, and I've got about 15 pages open on all these different sites. And so if I see my name tagged on there, I usually bring it up, and I want to answer your question for sure. I'm trying to find your question, but I don't see it. I do see on there, what's all the hashtag CC about? The Countdown Crew is where we give stuff away like crazy. Last month was like the most crazy giveaway ever. We did a Brandon Ayuk jersey. We sent stuff to freaking Brazil. We sent stuff all over the place. So that's the Countdown Crew. All you have to do is go to YouTube or Periscope or wherever. Hit that notification bell and hit subscribe. And if you just hashtag CC in the first minute and a half of any broadcast, that enters you into the giveaways for the next month. And hey, we're about a week away. So we're going to be having some January giveaways for sure. And so that's the Countdown Crew. Tanya, I think I found your question. Is there any way we can get Mac Jones, the center? I think you're talking about the draft. I'm kind of missing that where you're at. You know, if I'm looking at, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm missing, who you're talking about there. So I apologize on that one, Tanya. Go ahead and shoot me a message me on Twitter at @JL_Chapman. If I don't get to your question, or you can always email me 49ers Rush Podcast, man, I freaking spend half of my time answering just random email questions. And I love it. The community that has kind of come out of the 49ers Rush Podcast, man, I freaking love it. This is a passion of mine, and you know, I don't get paid full time or anything like that. Just making a little bit of money just to pay for equipment and hosting fees and all those things. But this is a passion project, and I just want to say thanks to everybody. And whenever you're down in the dumps as a team, 49ers not going to the playoffs this year, this is why we're faithful. This is what faithful means. It's showing up and listening to podcasts when your team's out of it. Other teams don't do this. It's not. We are different because we're part of the faithful. You guys are incredible. Again, thank you so much. We're going to have some more content. I think I'm going to probably try to go tomorrow before Christmas Eve. Just want to get as much content in as possible this week. But thank you guys as always. Stay strong, faithful.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.